SDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 38. Westerly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies tonight, lows dip down to about 20. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow, snow likely, daytime highs approaching 33. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 32.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the month of January is Radon Awareness Month here in the state, and Governor Laura Kelly has signed a proclamation encouraging individuals across the state to try and test for radon in their homes. And some experts across the state are also giving tips on how you can test for radon.
The importance of radon testing is the only way you can determine radon is because you can't see it, smell it, taste it, is with a radon monitor to see if your home is safe.
That's Roger Dalby, an environmental engineer who works with the Advancement Environmental Services on KSNT News. Our health experts say that it's important to test radon, especially during the winter season, when the warm temperatures in the home may draw in the radon from the ground.
In the winter months, when the outside temperature is much cooler than the air inside, the home can actually pull radon in from the soil at a higher rate. Most people won't know that they live somewhere with elevated radon until they've developed lung cancer and they never smoked in their life. And then they kind of think, oh, what could this be from?
They say you can get a radon testing kit for roughly $10. The end-of-the-year blowout sale is going on now at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealership in Wichita. Riverwind RV is making room for all 2023 models and offering huge discounts on 2022s. Make your way to Riverwind RV at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road and check out the end-of-the-year sale going on now through January. Are you looking for a new travel trailer, fifth-wheeler, or toy hauler? Riverwind RV has exactly what you're looking for. RVs of all types and sizes by manufacturers like Winnebago, Heartland, Forest River, Gulfstream, and Keystone, with discounts so big it's unbelievable. Now is the best time to buy at Riverwind RV. Stop by the east side location at 1523 West Ledgerwood Road, just a mile west of Andover at 159th and Kellogg Drive, or check them out online at riverwindrv.com. It's the end of the year blowout sale at Riverwind RV, the most trusted RV dealer in Wichita. Stop by or call them at 316-364-3333. Riverwind RV's huge end of the year sale is going on now. A crash on K-156 in western Kansas closed down the highway temporarily after two semis hauling cattle ended up colliding. KWCH News reports that according to the Highway Patrol, the first semi was traveling westbound on 156 when the second was making a left turn out of a rest area to head eastbound and failed to yield at a stop sign. The second semi turned in front of the first one, striking the first semi and cutting the trailer in half. The first semi sustained a significant front end damage and came to the rest in the ditch. The second one was disabled in the middle of the highway. The driver of the first semi was taken to a hospital with serious injuries. Many of the cattle also had to be put down after the accident. In other news, a 24-year-old semi-driver has also died following a crash that happened in northeast Kansas earlier this week. As Cape News reports, the event happened in Brown County near the Nebraska state line when the tractor-trailer went off the road and went into a ditch and overturned. The driver, Cody Carson of Muscata, Kansas, died at the scene, and police say that he was not wearing a seatbelt. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the former Commissioner of Education for the state of Nebraska, Matthew Bloomstead, officially resigned from the position back on January 3rd after serving the role for 9 years. And because of that resignation, the Nebraska State Board of Education is looking for a new commissioner. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that right now, Deputy Commissioner Deborah Friesen has been announced as the interim Commissioner of Education by the State Board, but they say they have launched a nationwide search to find candidates for the position. With the nationwide search, the Nebraska Board of Education has chosen McPherson and Jacobson LLC to do the search, but while the search continues, the board is responsible for choosing the next commissioner, or they say they are looking for feedback on the selection process. In other news, the Nebraska American Legion has officially announced Duncan Field in the city of Hastings to host the 2023 Nebraska American Legion Senior State Tournament. KSNB Local Channel 4 reports that it is a partnership between the Nebraska American Legion and the Hastings American Legion, and the tournament is set to run from July 22nd through the 26th.
time to say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker. And same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Preliminary hearing, which was set today for Gerald Brown in the Marshall County District Court, has been postponed. He's charged with first-degree murder in the early Thanksgiving morning death of his wife, Jennifer Brown, rural Marysville. A new hearing date has not been set, and Brown remains in the Marshall County Jail. Axtell Community Grocery and a liquor store opened this week. Volunteers had demolished the former J&J grocery, which had closed, and rebuilt on the site. Bob Lozier has been hired as manager for the store. The effort was funded through local investors and a $25,000 Kansas Healthy Food Initiative grant through K-State Extension. An injury accident was reported in Marshall County Saturday morning south of Marysville. Aisha Smith, age 15, of Frankfort, lost control. The vehicle went off the road, struck a culvert, and overturned. The driver was transported to CMH in Marysville. Marshall County Arts Cooperative will host their annual fundraiser this year at Venue 36, with shows Friday and Saturday evenings at 7 p.m. Tickets available at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 785-859-4260. Valley Heights Recycling has been postponed a week. Recycling drop-off in Blue Rapids will be held Saturday, January 28th, 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the County Fairgrounds in Blue Rapids. Recycling collection in Marysville, postponed from last weekend, will be this Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. on North 20th Street. Home City Community will host several events Sunday with proceeds toward the ballpark, play equipment, and community improvements. Teams may enter the Fur Bear Frenzy, with points allotted for various animals taken and cash prizes awarded. Ladies Bunko at Blue Valley Technology Building begins Sunday at 1:30, open to all ladies, with prizes and refreshments shared. Finally, a community chili soup dinner will serve on Sunday evening, 5:30 till 7:30, also at Blue Valley, with a free will donation. For more details, find the Home City Community News page on Facebook, or contact Jessica Lee at 785-562-7817. Tip times Saturday have been moved up for the finals in the Thunder Classic at Seneca due to the weather forecast, and the Marysville boys will play in the championship at 1 o'clock versus Atchison. Saturday games at 10 a.m., Nemo Hall Central hosting Hiawatha. St. Mary's and St. Mary's Academy play at 11:30. Marysville boys face Atchison Saturday at 1. We'll have it live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1. James S. Skip Bronkhurst, age 53, of Greenleaf, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, with visitation Friday, 2 until 9. Family will receive friends Friday from 5 until 8. At Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Skip Bronkhorst. Delbert J. Bartles, age 88, of Blue Springs, passed away January 13. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at St. Peter's Lutheran Church in Wymore. Burial in the Blue Springs Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. In charge of arrangements for Delbert Bartles. William R. Matson, age 72, of Waterville, passed away Monday. Private service held with the Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for William Matson. James F. Gudenkoff, age 57, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday at his home. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the Prospect Hill Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Vigil service Sunday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Sunday, 10 until 5 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville. In charge of arrangements for James Gudenkoff.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you. Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gift that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Conditions staying calm and sunny today before a small low-pressure system will start to make its way through on Saturday. Snow showers will move across the area throughout Saturday and Saturday night, bringing a chance for some snow accumulation. Some freezing fog early on today, otherwise staying partly sunny with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. Mostly cloudy skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-teens and mid-20s. Some snow showers will begin as we head into Saturday, staying cloudy with our highs in the lower to mid-30s. And a slight chance for some snow throughout Saturday night, staying cloudy with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. Between 1 and 2 inches of snow is possible. Sunshine returns as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s and staying mostly cloudy over Sunday night with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. Still staying cloudy as we head into Monday with our highs in the lower to mid-30s and a slight chance for more snow showers throughout Monday night, staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower teens and lower 20s. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-January 39, record high on this date 72, the average low 18, and the record low 13 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:43, sunset this evening at 5:33.
If you're a fan of weather extremes, you'd love the High Plains this time of year. We will tell you why on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, January 20th, the 20th day of the year. Astronaut Edwin Buzz Aldrin celebrates a birthday, and the record low temperature for the continental U.S. was set on this day in 1954, 70 below zero at Rogers Pass, Montana. While this is, on average, the coldest week of the year in North America, folks in the interior regions know how abruptly that can change. On this day in 1943, it was 16 below zero in Deadwood, South Dakota. Less than 2 miles away, it was 68 degrees warmer. 2 days later, the town of Spearfish experienced a 50-degree temperature rise in less than 2 minutes. The whipsaw effect is often due to warm Pacific air descending down the eastern slope of the Rockies, commonly known as a Chinook. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon, to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 75-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. It's been long awaiting for many Chiefs fans across the state of Kansas, but the first round of the playoffs are underway this weekend with the NFL divisional round as the Kansas City Chiefs are at home at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday against the Jacksonville Jaguars with kickoff at 3:30. The Chiefs finished off their regular season against the Las Vegas Raiders 31-13 in a dominant victory, keeping them ahead in the number one seed position for the AFC West with an overall record of 14-3. And while the bookies say that the Kansas City Chiefs have an 8-point advantage in their home turf, Patrick Mahomes did give some credit to the Jacksonville Jaguars going into the game, releasing a statement saying, quote, "I think the only difference is they might just have a little bit more confidence because they're winning football games right now. But they're a talented team. I know that the first time we played them, you can see the talent that they had." The Jaguars finish off their regular season 9-8 for the regular season, but atop the AFC South. Also throughout the weekend, we'll see the New York Giants play the Eagles, the Bengals against the Bills, and the Cowboys taking on the 49ers.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
College hoops back in action this weekend, as well as the Kansas Jayhawks are coming off their 1-point loss in overtime with their Sunflower State rival, the number 13 Kansas State Wildcats, 83-82. Now on Saturday, the number 2 Jayhawks are back in action at home against the number 14 TCU Horned Frogs with tip-off on Saturday at 12 p.m. Kansas is tied at number 1 in the Big 12 Conference along with Kansas State with an overall record of 16-2. They're 5-1 in conference play. TCU, on the other hand, is sitting in the middle of the pack for the Big 12, sitting 14-3 for their season, 3-2 in conference play. After this weekend, it's a quick turnaround for the Jayhawks to be on the road on Monday evening against the number 21 Baylor Bears, who tip off on Monday at 8 p.m. In Wildcat basketball, Kansas State is still riding their high after their 1-point victory over the Jayhawks, as they're set for tip-off on Saturday as well at 1 p.m. against Texas Tech. That game is still at home for the Wildcats before heading on the road for Tuesday next week against the number 12 Iowa State Cyclones. Again, tip-off at 8 p.m. for that game.
Marysville Bulldogs handled the St. Mary's Bears, winning 54-35 as pool play continued Thursday in the Thunder Classic at Seneca. Marysville, jumping to a 24-9 first quarter lead, held St. Mary's to free throws and a single field goal late in the first half. Jack Lauer led scoring for MHS with 22 points. Rhett Williams in double figures with 16 as Marysville improves to 10-1. St. Mary's Keller Hurla scored 22 points, 18 of those in the second half. Marysville 54, St. Mary's 35. The Bears fall to 6-5. Finals continue on Saturday. Reporting for KNDY Sports, I'm Bruce Dierking.
Thursday night basketball scores in boys play from the Thunder Classic. Host Nemaha Central beat Jackson Heights 51-27. Marysville boys topped St. Mary's 54-35. And Atchison down St. Mary's Academy, 55-43. Semifinals of the girls' tournament at Washington County in the Twin Valley League. Valley Heights edged Lynn 41-40. Centralia topped Frankfort 40-32. Hanover topping Clifton Clyde 49-32. And Donova West beat Washington County 54-24. Boys take center stage as the Twin Valley League continues at Washington County Friday. We'll have three games back-to-back with Frankfort Boys versus Donovan West at 4:30, Axtell versus Clifton Clyde at 6, Hanover meets Blue Valley at 7:30. Back in the bracket at 6, Valley Heights Boys meet Troy, and at 7:30, Washington County will host Centralia. Marysville Girls entertain Nemo Hall Central Friday evening. Diller O'Dell's at Lawrence Nelson. Boys tip off in the first game. Girls to follow. Southerns host Sterling. Millersville Wrestlers, the Beloit Invitational this weekend, Friday and Saturday.
Want more Twin Valley League basketball coverage? Of course you do. Along with the great play-by-play action you'll get here on KNDY, check out the TVL Spotlight podcast, service of KNDY Radio. We'll have the stats, scores, and stories from the TVL tournament each and every day. The TVL Spotlight on TVLSpotlight.com or the podcast page at SunflowerStateRadio.com.
Tip times Saturday have been moved up for the finals in the Thunder Classic at Seneca due to the weather forecast, and the Marysville boys will play in the championship at 1 o'clock versus Atchison. Saturday games at 10 a.m., Nemo Hall Central hosting Hiawatha. St. Mary's and St. Mary's Academy play at 11:30. Marysville boys face Atchison Saturday at 1. We'll have it live on KNDY, AM 1570, FM 94.1.
They were often known as the Hellcats. Others knew them by the name Suicide Squad for their hard-fought battles against the fiercest German divisions. It was one of those fights that resulted in heavy losses for the Hellcats, but they fought on, and their story is this edition of the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hey y'all, I'm Kelly Clarkson. Every American dreams of creating a better life for his or her family, but in some communities, those dreams face difficult challenges. When we come together to help those in need get the same opportunities as everyone else, we truly are making our country a better place to live for all of us. So look for volunteer opportunities in your community to help others achieve the American dream, all right? This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
Bill Lynch's shares the story of one of the most important armored divisions that fought during World War II.
An armored division was a group of about 12,000 men, and they comprised pieces of the three major combat arms of the Army, the infantry, the artillery, and the tank, or cavalry as they were known in the old days.
In this case, he is referring to the 12th Armored Division. Those men were expected to move quickly and take ground using plenty of firepower. Just like D-Day might define a group like the 101st Airborne, the Hellcats are often connected to one important battle.
The Battle of Herrlesheim, which actually happened right after the Battle of the Bulge, defines the 12th Armored Division. A lot of men who fought in the 12th Armored refer to themselves either as an original, i.e. a man who fought at Herrlesheim, or a replacement, because about two-thirds of our fighting strength had to be replaced. The battle was that bloody.
Herrlesheim was never expected to be such a difficult battle.
When we were told to attack the city of Herrlesheim, our men thought they were going to be fighting against a couple hundred rear echelon troops with bolt-action rifles. As it was, we went against the lion's share of three of Hitler's crack divisions, including the 10th SS Panzer.
By the end of the war, the 12th Armored Division captured Hitler's mountain home at Berchtesgaden.
Our engineers, 119th Armored Engineer Battalion, were actually the ones who blew the roadblocks that the SS had planted, also blew the gates off of the palace at Berchtesgaden, and our infantry were the first men inside Hitler's office at the Eagle's Nest.
More next time from the museum that shares their story as we travel the countryside in Abilene, Texas. I'm Andrew McCray.
KNDY.
Kids and dogs are often best friends, but a child who doesn't know how to interact with a pooch is at risk. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Train your kids how to be safe around dogs as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
A dog growing up. We had one that was good to us, but would sometimes growl at my friends. He had to get used to my friends before he would let them pet him. Wildlife specialist Charlie Lee at Kansas State University says people seem more concerned about wildlife attacks than dog bites. But statistics indicate a dog is more likely to attack, especially when the victim is small, curious, and lacking in judgment. Lee says children need to be taught how to act around dogs.
To be cautious. Not all dogs are good dogs. And probably the next important thing would be how to approach a dog that they see somebody walking. The approach, I think, is certainly important because that initial approach can make that person a dog lover, or it can result in a bite and someone that will never appreciate dogs.
A dog may feel threatened if a child runs up suddenly and tries to pet it. If the child yells and runs away, the dog might chase her. Dogs also tend to guard things they perceive as theirs, and they don't like to be surprised. Teach your kids to approach a dog slowly and hold out one hand to be sniffed. An accepting dog will respond by licking the hand and maybe wagging its tail. Children should also recognize the signs of aggression.
In most cases, you're going to see the hair is going to stand up on their back and their neck. They may be baring their teeth, and they may be a growl, or it may be a combination of all of those.
When this happens, the best method is to stand very still and avoid eye contact with the dog by looking down at the ground. When the dog loses interest, the child should slowly back away until a safe distance from it. Learn more about teaching your kids to interact with dogs at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Be still, my soul.
Enough. I'll be honest. I am often tempted to want more. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. The Bible tells us to keep our lives free from the love of money and to be content with what we have. But the world we live in tells us the exact opposite. To be content, we always need more. Are you tempted to buy things you don't need or that are beyond your budget? If so, you are not alone. It's easy to feel like you need to have the latest cell phone, TV, or car. Or maybe it's new furniture, clothing, or toys for your kids. To help make that decision, ask yourself this question. Is this a want or is it a need? It's not wrong to enjoy material things in this world. But it is a problem when we start to attach our emotional contentment to things. So before you buy, think about what you really need. Doing so will help you be more content, confident, and generous.
Why we safeguard the economic well-being of farmers. Today on Farm to Fork.
Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade your planter or sprayer with the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to Right Spot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has got you covered for all your upcoming field work. Upgrade your equipment with the latest technology from Ag Leader and reap the benefits this spring. You do it all, so should your technology. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer to get yours today.
Who mapped the soybean genome? You did. Yes, you. Better varieties are on the way.
Today's soybean farmers, that's you, are achieving big breakthroughs in seed. How? By pooling your resources through your Soy Checkoff. Your Soy Checkoff research sequenced the soybean genome to help seed companies and other researchers bring better varieties faster to your operation. See all the ways your Soy Checkoff is moving soy forward for you at unitedsoybean.org/hopper.
You don't have to miss very many meals to realize how important it is to have a stable food supply. Chief Economist Jackson Takich of secondary market ag lender Farmer Mac says, given the volatility of the market prices paid to farmers, society has to step up.
What do you do if you have an essential service, but it is, due to market conditions outside of your control, unprofitable? And this is why I think we have such great support programs for the agricultural industry and the food sector.
When markets drop in many industries, companies pull back on production and labor and cut costs wherever they can. Not farmers, says Takich.
You know, it's a requirement for security and safety of our country that we have those mechanisms in place to support the production of food, even in a time when the markets are saying, hey, we should grow less corn. Well, we know we're going to need that corn.
Some will say the government safety net for agriculture is exploited by farmers. Takich says that's not how it works.
Those government support programs, which nobody wants to rely on, and nobody wants to have that to be a permanent source of income for food production. But when the market conditions move against us, it's there to help bring them back and bring profitability back and keep food production in this country alive and well.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, typically periods of higher income on the farm leads to higher cash rents, which makes sense for some landowners who work to keep their piece of the pie. However, increasing cash rents now holds some economic risk for some farmers. There are ways, however, says University of Illinois Extension agricultural economist Gary Stinchke, for some to pass on the rewards of good years to landowners while at the same time mitigating the risks of really low prices and very low farm incomes.
I personally like leases that vary payments with economic conditions. So share rents and variable cash rents would be something to consider as we're moving forward. Variable, either one of those would make pretty large payments to the landowner in 2021 because of higher prices and what looks to be higher yield or good yields across much of the state, above trend yields, maybe near record yields. So, variable cash leases and shared rental arrangements.
He says there are many differences in value of land across many Mid-America counties in the area and says that the differences have to do with productivity, and thanks to the internet, they can find where those differences actually are in those regions.
If you go to Acre Value on Granular's website, you can locate a farm and find its soil productivity index. There's a very high correlation. There's a 0.9 correlation between those county cash rents and soil productivity index. There is a bit of variability across the state from that. And some CRDs, crop reporting districts, have higher and some a little bit lower than that soil productivity index. But that soil productivity index does a reasonably good job of explaining the cash rents across the state.
Overall, price per acre for agricultural land has been on the increase across the entire Mid-America region. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Rusty Ag Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Ag Ford is the new Foreigner Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for, online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Ag Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership, 2 years running, for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
The National Agricultural Library holds historical and scientific ag databases. Stay tuned to hear what you can find on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Are you looking for new advanced technology for your farm operation? Need some advice on managing your farm or tips on finding the best machinery prices? You'll find all this and more in Successful Farming Magazine. Subscriptions are available online at agriculture.com. Visit agriculture.com and complete your subscription to Successful Farming Magazine today. Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming Magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
You could call it a one-stop agriculture shop from the past to the present. The USDA's National Agricultural Library facilitates the creation of agricultural knowledge through the acquisition, curation, and dissemination of the information needed to solve agricultural challenges today and in the future. Paul Wester is the library director. He says they have both digital and analog materials that document American and international agriculture.
The National Ag Library was created essentially with the establishment of the Department of Agriculture back in 1862. So we have materials that cover that time span, and we also have materials that go back to the 16th century, botanical materials that describe different kinds of plant discoveries from that period of time around the world.
There are rare materials related to the history of agriculture, including books, manuscripts, seed catalogs, and photographs. You can also search the database and find resources that relate to all different types of agricultural research that the USDA has supported over the years. Wester says one of the most popular searches is on dietary materials.
What we have there are materials that document the nutritional value of all sorts of different foods that are found in our food supply. Researchers and members of the public come to our site and look at what the nutritional value of things like broccoli, tomatoes, different types of meats are, and be able to use that to understand the caloric value and other kinds of values of those types of foods.
I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about the National Ag Library at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Well, the light trading overnight has kind of spilled over into trading today on this Friday. Also, the weather in Argentina and Brazil influencing the markets. Looks like it's going to be a bit wetter than what experts once thought. And export sales being watched by traders on this Friday. March corn down 1.5 right now at 675.75. May corn down 3/4 at 674. Kansas City wheat for March up 11.5 right now at 843.5. Kansas City wheat for May 837.25. That's up 9.75. March oats at 365.25. That's down 3. May oats at 360.25. That's down 3.75. Taking a look at soybeans for March, we're at 1504 right now. That's down 10.75. Soybeans for May down 11.25 at 1500.25. Taking a look at cotton for March, 86.41, that's up $3.02. Cotton for May, 86.75, that's up $2.82. Live cattle for February, 156.35, that's up 40 cents. Live cattle for April, 159.65, that's up 52.5 cents. Feeder cattle for January, 177.92, that's down 17.5 cents. Feeder cattle for March, $1.8087. That's up 77.5 cents. Crude oil for February, $81.31. That's up 98 cents. Crude oil for March, $81.55. That's up 94 cents. Gold for February right now, $19.27.20. That's up $3.20. Gold for April, $19.43.70. That's up $3.10. Silver for March, $23.93.5. That's up 6.5 cents. Wall Street, Dow up 45. S&P up 28.5. NASDAQ up 164. That's your market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Time to say goodbye to 2022 and hello to a brand new 2023 Kia from Midwest Kia. While most resolutions you hear will be about change, Midwest Kia is resolute in more of the same. That means same great inventory on the ground and available. Choose from 2023 Kia K5s and Sorentos, as well as the newly redesigned 2023 Kia Sportage. Same fair pricing, never over sticker, and same great staff here to make your car buying experience simple, transparent, and fast. Plus, remember, all new Kias come with our amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. When you've created a better way to buy, more of the same is the name of the game. For a company that puts its value on you and not just market trends, come see us at Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com for more of the same. And remember, we want to see you in a Midwest Kia. Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Boots and more for every chore. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville is your boot headquarters, featuring Timberland Pro, Ariat, Caterpillar, Wolverine, Justin, Durango, Double H, Keen, Twisted X, and Red Wing shoes. Find the pair that's right for you today at Valley Vet. Also featuring a great selection of outerwear to keep you warm by Ariat, Byrne, and Wrangler. Add a pair of heavy insulated barn gloves and you're good to go all winter long from Valley Vet Supply in Marysville.
K-State is known for many accomplishments, but the crop judging team is in a league of their own with 19 national championship titles. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. K-State crop judging team coach Sarah Fry and team members Jarek Meyer, Ellie Brown, and Ashley Chandler give insight on their recent national championship win.
So this is our 19th out of the past 24 years, and there's a couple split titles in there. So this year, of course, is a split championship as well as the previous year.
I think when you say collegiate crop judging to really anybody outside of our small circle of people who are really involved with it, there are a lot of questions about what does that actually look like? Contrary to popular belief, we're not in the field, but we work in more of a lab type setting where we're evaluating samples of seed and looking for contaminants. We're evaluating samples of grain and determining the quality by assigning a grade and determining the factors that resulted in that grade. And we're identifying around 200 plant and seed ID samples in each contest. Each of the team members explain why they chose to join the K-State crops judging team. I enjoy judging agronomy as a part of FFA and 4-H. And coming to K-State, I originally came as an agriculture education major. And when I learned about the opportunities in agronomy and the opportunities to get involved with the collegiate crops judging contest, that made me want to jump on board with agronomy full time so that I could really take advantage of all the opportunities that were available in agronomy and in the collegiate crops judging contest.
I kind of have a different story getting involved in it. I didn't really do agronomy in FFA. I did it my senior year, but I wasn't very good at it by any means. I had a mentor who was on the K-State Collegiate Crops team when she was in college, and talking with Dr. Donnelly when I started at Kansas State, he encouraged me to do it, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, similar to Ashley, I also did the crops contest in FFA, and so that got me interested, and then my older brother was also on the crops team a few years ago, and pretty much everybody in the College of Ag knows that K-State's known for the crops team, so just wanted to get in on that.
Fry gives advice for students with interest in joining the team and for future coaches.
I'd say for the students that are interested, don't be afraid to just go and ask about it. And that's how we get a lot of students that get involved. They just kind of ask a faculty member or even whoever the crops team coach is. They just ask about it. And that kind of gets their foot in the door. And then for any future coaches, assistant or the head coach, just make sure to spend a lot of time with each student. Those are definitely experiences that they'll remember, because spending one-on-one time with a student means a lot more than just being there just in general.
That's K-State Crops Judging Team Coach Sarah Fry and team members Jarek Meyer, Ellie Brown, and Ashley Chandler with insights on their recent national championship win. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
KNDY.
It's a marvelous night for the Marshall County Arts Cooperative's 15th Annual Musical Review, morning, noon, and night at the Replay Lounge, Friday, January 20th and Saturday, January 21st at 7 p.m. at Venue 36 in Marysville, where 39 local musicians will take you from morning, noon, to night. Tickets are on sale at marshallcountyarts.org or by calling 75-859-4260. Reserved seats are $40 and general admission is $25. Support the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and experience quality local entertainment.
Thank you.
journey. Gonna set my heart at ease. Gonna make a sentimental journey to renew old memories. Got my bag, got my reservation. Spent each dime I could afford, like a child in wild anticipation. Long to hear that all aboard. Seven, that's the time we leave at seven. Never thought my heart could be so yearning. Why did I decide to roam? Gotta take that sentimental journey. Sentimental journey home. Sentimental.
Join us as we step back in time Sunday afternoons with the Neon Beat. This is your host, John Christopher.
Another hour of legendary country music comes your way following ABC News on 1570 and 94.1 FM KNDY and K231 AX Marysville.